What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 68 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Mindset Monday, we're going to be discussing why routine is king.
Yes, sorry if I sound a little bit off today, guys. I'm a little bit under the weather, definitely starting to lose my voice a little bit. Feeling off, and also another thing, we're only going to have two episodes this week because we're going to be traveling later in the week for client shows, so super excited and really just doing everything in my power right now to fight off this sickness because I swear to God, if I get sick right before we leave, I will
This happened to us at the last client show we were supposed to go
to. I know, I don't know if I'm just like so stressed.
we both got COVID right before a client show last time.
No, literally, like, competitions are way more stressful for the coach than the client. I can definitely confirm that I get way more stressed coaching the competitors than I do actually as a competitor. But that's good because that's what your coach is supposed to do.
Exactly. That's what it's supposed to be. That's exactly why you hire a coach, because the last thing you should be doing as a competitor after starving yourself for weeks is worrying about everything going on for show day.
I can't imagine like stressing about, oh, am I making the right choice? Should I pull food here? Should I pull food there? How much water do I drink? How much salt do I have? Like, God, there's no way when you have that diet brain that you can accurately make those decisions, and you're going to be just holding so much extra water just because you're so stressed on if you're doing everything right.
Exactly. That's exactly why you hire a coach. It's not for 12 weeks out, 16 weeks out. Of course, people can diet down and get themselves relatively lean, but once your brain starts fucking shutting off, you start getting really lean, you can't make accurate decisions. You just can't.
Yeah, exactly. So into our episode for today, routine is king. You guys, we are both huge believers that you have to have a set routine in your life. We have seen drastic differences in just our overall mood, productivity, physique, just from having a stricter routine.
Every single successful person you see anywhere has a routine. If I don't know what else can tell you anything more than routine being so important. Elon Musk has a routine. LeBron James has a routine. Tom Brady has a routine. Chris Bumstead has a routine. Their days are the same every day.
Exactly. And most people are kind of forced into some sort of routine because you have a job, but maybe if you don't, you know, just waking up every day, just going about your day, doing what you want to do, let's be real, you're not going to be your best self.
Yeah, it's even people with a job, instead of sleeping till noon on the weekends, just still wake up at your normal time and just have a normal day and just operate on a routine. It just makes you so much better and improves your sleep, your circadian rhythm. It's so important.
Yeah, it'll help your sleep quality so much. That is definitely a huge thing that I've noticed. You know, we go to bed at the same time every night, and once the clock hits that time, like, I am out. Like, my body's ready to sleep, and a lot of people struggle, you know, being able to get to sleep, which I find crazy because I know for myself, when I'm on that good sleep routine, going to sleep at the same time, waking up at the same time, your body is going to be ready to go to sleep.
Absolutely, guys. Anyone who says, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I'm just super overwhelmed, I binge eat at night, I'm like, do you have a fucking routine? Because guess what? You're binge eating at night, what are you doing? Just sitting watching Netflix, not doing anything? Yeah, exactly. Oh, like, you're depressed, anxious, sitting there. It's like, how hectic is your life? How unorganized is your life? What's helping trigger this? Oh, establish a fucking routine. It works. We are animals. We need structure.
Yeah, and another huge thing that it does help with is actually your gut health and your overall digestion, bloating. Yeah. It helps a ton on that side of things with keeping your digestion regular, because that really is the base of, you know, not having excessive bloating, not, you know, having all these gut issues, is having that regular digestion and being on that routine within your life, having your coffee at the same time every morning, going on the walk at the same time every morning. Yeah. It'll be a night and day change for your digestion and gut health overall too.
100%. If you're someone who, let's just say you're eating 1800 calories a day for your macro, like, and you're hitting your macros every day, but on Tuesday you ate four meals that day to hit all your macros, and then Wednesday you're really busy, you didn't plan, you don't have a routine, and so you didn't get in any meals and you were shoveling down 1600 of your calories that night. Yes, you're going to have gut issues. That's going to be a problem, and that's why it's so important to make sure you have a routine established.
Exactly. As you said, humans operate a lot like animals, or at least your body wants to. You know, why do you think your dog and cat wants to eat at the same time and go to sleep at the same time every night?
Our cats fucking love us because we just go to sleep at the same time. We wake up at the same time. It's great. They sleep through the night. At least one of them does. And
yeah, and if we ever try to sleep a little bit later on the weekend, 4 a.m., the cats are in our bed. Wake up!
Yeah, and that's how it works because we're on such routine. And that's how it always was, even with when I was growing up with my dogs, because I've always had a routine for so long. I always set an alarm since I was like 16. Even on the weekends, I would wake up by like 7 a.m. Like, that's just what I've always done. And the dogs would know. I'd hear them crying right away. They'd be like, Dylan, we know you're awake. Come get us. Always.
Yeah, and a huge misconception here is when it comes to people, you know, listening to your body, taking breaks when you need it. Of course, there's a time and a place for everything, but I'm still a huge advocate for waking up at the same time every day, no matter what, because let's be realistic. If I let my body sleep how much it wanted to every morning, I would not be waking up at 4 a.m. Like, I promise that alarm goes off and there is not a single morning ever that I'm like, yes, I really want to get up right now. That alarm goes off and I'm every single morning, I'm like, holy shit, there's no way. It's already time to wake up. I can't.
This is exactly the same as intuitive eating. It's like, no, your body does not always tell you the correct thing you need to do. Guess what? People in ancient times are like, oh, well, they woke up to the sun when they wanted. No, they woke up once they started hearing wild animals moving through the night about to maul them. And guess what? The one who slept in and didn't fucking wake up, that one's the one who got eaten by the saber-toothed tiger. Yeah. Like, you need to be waking up.
Yeah. So, of course, as I said before, there's a time and a place to listen to your body. But I would say still wake up at the same time every day, even if you're not feeling it. Because I never feel it when I'm first waking up, but I always know that, you know, once I go get my cardio and lift in, I always feel so much better after. And then if I'm still not feeling good after, I'm still just like so drained. Cool. Maybe I'll take a daytime nap. Maybe like I'm actually like catching on to a sickness, but deciding that at 4 a.m. is not going to be the best option.
Yeah. And it's just looking at numbers, of course. How many hours are you sleeping a day? Do you need to catch up on sleep? Are you only sleeping like three? Did you only get 3 hours of sleep the night before for some reason? Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, maybe instead of getting 8, I'm going to let myself get 9 or 10 hours if I need it. And you just set your alarm a little bit later. That can be justifiable sometimes. But it's looking at those numbers. No, if you're sleeping 6 to 9 hours every single night, and then the weekend just rolls around and you're like, well, I think I'm going to sleep 12 today. You don't need to sleep fucking 12 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Oversleeping can make you actually just feel a lot worse. I know it does for me.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's crazy. Like, I love, if we push, we'll push our wake, we'll try on weekends if we have a late night, like, because we'll have dinner with my family or something, and then it's harder to get to bed on time, so we might have to push back our wake like an hour or so. And with that, like, we feel off every single time we wake up at that time. And like, I'm like, oh yeah, so excited to wake up a little later, but then I never feel better. Like, no. I have so much energy right now, and I never have energy when we wake up later. It's no, weird.
Absolutely not. It's crazy. We were just talking about this yesterday. I was like, I think we wake up at 6 on the weekend sometimes if we do get to sleep a little bit later. And like, I always just feel so off, and like my energy is so low with sleeping like extra. It's super weird. Like, bodies just love being in routine.
Yeah. And that shows you, it's just like everything. Guess what? I bet you, if you work a 9-to-5 job, I bet every single day at the same time you have to go take a shit in the bathroom. That's how it works. Everything is a routine. When you start actually thinking about it and reflecting on it, you're like, wow, like, yeah, my body, I actually do a lot of the things at the exact same time of the day. And then once you start intentionally doing that, it's just even better for you.
Yeah, same thing when it comes to eating routines and eating at the same time every day. Your body is going to start feeling so much better. Your bloating is going to go down, because then it also makes it so much easier to figure out what is sitting best within your body. Figure out, okay, well, this is when my body likes to eat. This is when I feel the best. Yes. This is what I should eat before my workout to not feel weighed down. You know, some people like higher carb meals pre-workout. Some people don't. And experimenting that and then sticking to a consistent routine with that will just help you be able to manage the variables as best as possible. Whereas when you're just randomly feeling like shit, you're going to be able to figure it out a lot easier. Yeah.
And when it comes to having scheduled eating, This helps fix your hunger signaling. If you're someone who binge eats, it's guess what? What? You're starving yourself all day, and then you're you get super, super hungry at night because you've had no food for the day. Instead, you have a routine. You're eating 3-4 times a day. All of a sudden, that hunger is spread out across the day, and you're never as hungry as you used to be at night when you start just shoving down a gallon of ice cream and ordering DoorDash.
It's so common. Okay, maybe you don't actually have an appetite during the day, but then you just want to eat everything inside at night. Guess what? Because that's your routine.
That's your
body is used to. And I promise, you just have to start forcing yourself to eat breakfast, eat lunch, eat dinner, eat snacks. You have to start forcing yourself to do that. And it's going to start becoming a new routine that's a lot better for you. And it's going to make you feel a lot better.
Yeah. Binge eating is not genetic, guys. That is not genetic. It is a mental thing. And it is a body thing. Things going on in your body. It can be solved like that. It's not something you're born with and you're stuck with forever. You just need to figure out how to fix it.
Yeah, and having that solid also bedtime routine can help a lot with your sleep quality and your ability to be able to fall to sleep on time too.
Yes, absolutely. Instead of watching Netflix for 3 hours when you get home from work, this is super, super common, right? You work your 9-to-5 job, you get home 5:30, 6 o'clock, you shower, you take the dog out, it's 7 o'clock, and then you just sit and you watch Netflix for 3 hours, go to bed at 10. Instead, what you could be doing is maybe, okay, I get it, you like watching a little bit of TV before bed. Okay, spend an hour watching TV before bed. Improve your sleep. Go to a sauna or take a hot shower if you don't have a sauna. And that's going to take 30 minutes of your time. And then you have an hour and a half extra to get to bed early. And you can wake up an hour and a half earlier. And if you're struggling to go to the gym, you're struggling to be productive, you're struggling to get shit done, guess what? Now you have an extra hour and a half in the morning to go get shit done when you're not tired after work.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just planning in advance is going to be a huge thing. If you don't have a strict, you know, daily routine, I know it can be a lot harder when maybe you work a job that you don't have a consistent schedule. That can be super rough. I know I have some clients who, oh, well, today she's going to be working overnight at the hospital and then tomorrow she's going to work all day and it's just switching. So planning in advance when it does come for that is really going to be the best thing that you can do to stay as close as possible to your routine.
And having non-negotiables, that's when those non-negotiables come into play. When every single day you do get certain things done, at least if the timing's not perfect, you're at least getting certain things done always. Whether that's making sure you get in 3 meals for your day, whether that's making sure you get in 30 minutes of a walk or getting in your exercise for the day, whatever it may be, having those non-negotiables to check off every single day is so beneficial to your routine.
Non-negotiables are life-changing. I can't even describe it. Having these things that you have to do on a daily basis is really going to take you to the next level. And, you know, it shouldn't be things that are going to take all of your energy every day. It should be the things that you know you can get done even if you're feeling like shit.
Yes, this shouldn't be your entire day's schedule of things you need to get done. There should be a couple things like, okay, something you really like doing is a form of your self-care is getting 30 minutes of reading done a day. Cool. 30 minutes of reading is one of your non-negotiables. You really want to exercise, take care of your health, you have fitness goals. Getting in your hour at the gym is a non-negotiable. And then your other non-negotiable is making sure you get to work, you do a good job at work. Boom. You have 3 non-negotiables. Those are not going to take up your whole day, but you make sure you always get those done.
Exactly. Having these on a daily basis that no matter what happens, you know it can get done, then you have no excuse to not get it done, and it really will change your life.
Absolutely, guys. So if you're struggling with anything mentally, routine, just not achieving your goals, self-reflect and ask yourself, do I have a strict daily routine, or am I someone, if you're younger, oh, well, people text me and they're like, hey, do you want to go out tonight? And yeah, I didn't make it to the gym, or I haven't gotten in all my food yet, and I already went out once this week, but I'm going to go do it again, not have my routine. Guess what? You need to be like, hey, no, I have a sleep routine. I'm trying to get to bed on time. I have work tomorrow. Making sure that you always respect yourself, respect your routine, respect your goals is so important. Don't let other people break that while, you know, going out once a week. Awesome. Always having inconsistency is going to fuck you over.
Exactly. So make sure you're planning for it. And as you said, just overall respecting your body, and you're going to notice a huge difference.
Yes, guys. Not taking care of yourself is a form of disrespect for your body, disrespect for yourself. And if you're religious, disrespectful to fucking God who made you. Respect your body.
Yes. All right. See you guys tomorrow. Peace.